once in every lifetime. Comes to love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young one, darling, we're the young one. The young one.
Shouldn't be afraid
to live. Love, there's a song to be sung. Cause we may not be the young ones very long.
Which, if you ask me, is about as clever as going to the toilet without taking your trousers down. Anyway, but Mary decided...
Wait a minute. Who's this Mary?
What do you mean, who's this Mary? I've been talking about it for the last 10 minutes.
Have you?
Honestly, Vivian, have you been listening to a word I've said?
No.
Well, pay attention. Mary, right, who's that tall girl doing joggers...
Ow! You'll be the one with the enormous tits.
In my new... Vivian, will you stop being so sexist? They're called breasts and everybody has them.
Well, I don't.
Yes, and nor did Adolf Hitler.
Oh, I know who you mean. Old Yellow Pages.
Yes. I believe some of the more politically unsound members of the university call her that, yes. So, anyway, Mary decided...
Hold it.
What is it now?
Who's getting married?
No, no one's getting married, Michael. I'm talking about Mary.
Who's Mary?
Oh, God.
Well, I still don't see why that means they should call her Yellow Pages.
Look, I'm telling you, Michael, because... When she gets drunk at parties...
Vivian, please. Will you both please try and grow up and pay attention? It's my story. It's bloody amusing. Honestly, I don't know why I bother sometimes.
I don't know why you bother ever.
Right. Anyway, Mary decided not to go to the party.
For the obvious reason.
Are we invited?
What?
To the party, the wedding.
No.
Guys, listen, I've got something amazing to tell you.
Answer the phone, Neil.
What?
Answer the phone.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, floppy disks. Anyway, look, never mind that.
No, what do you mean, never mind? What do you mean, never mind? That might have been a very important call, Neil. God, you're a complete teacup, aren't you?
Margaret.
What? Oh, sorry, yes.
Anyway, listen, guys.
No, Neil. You listen. I've been waiting here half an hour. Half a bloody hour, Neil. Being hungry, waiting for my tea and listening to that bogey bum.
Oh, well, that's my fault, is it? Oh, yeah, it's always my fault. Why didn't you cook your own tea, Vivian?
Because I do not cook the tea, Neil. You do. That's what we agreed when we first came. You do the cooking, I'll look after the plants and the goldfish.
Yeah. And what did you make me cook on that first day?
Sausages. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah. Sausages and...
Sausages and plants and goldfish. I've discharged my responsibilities, Neil. Now you discharge yours.
Hey, Mike, that sounds like a cue for a really dirty joke, doesn't it?
Shut up, Rick. What's this, Neil?
Leftovers.
Neil, I hate you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pick on me. I mean, I've already had personality hassles from a complete stranger today.
Hey, there's a dead rat in there. Grunt!
Yeah, this complete stranger came up to me, right, and called me smelly. This complete stranger shouted smelly at me. I wouldn't have minded, but he was 100 yards away. I mean, come on, guys, you can tell me, truthfully, do I smell?
Yes.
I mean, come on, guys, I can handle it. You can tell me, do I smell? What do you mean, yes?
We mean yes, you smell. Smelly.
Great, yeah.
Sit down, Neil.
Sorry.
Hands up, who likes me?
Guys, no wonder Neil's smelly. According to the house list, it says the last time we went to the laundrette was the 23rd of October, 1981. Guys, it's wash day.
But why, Michael? I myself have 3 pairs of socks and 3 pairs of knickers. That means I've only worn them 269 times.
I said, hands up, who likes...
Rick, we heard what you said. Now, guys, brace yourselves. There's no avoiding this. And I'm not talking about my chopper. We are going to the laundrette.
Oh, no, please.
Not the laundrette.
Why don't you like me?
Because you're a complete bastard.
Vivian, I'm being serious.
So am I. You're a complete bastard and we all hate you.
I find that rather difficult to believe.
Do you want to bet on it? I'll put down a fiver.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you count me in as well.
I don't bet.
Coward!
Yeah, yellow chicken.
Oh, I'm not scared.
Right then, a fiver.
Oh, I haven't got any money.
What about that tenner I lent you this morning for your sister's operation?
You haven't got a sister, Rick. You're the classic example of an only child.
All right. Are we going to bet or are we going to pickle around all night? Then a tenner.
Quiet, everybody. The bet's on.
Right. Hands up who likes me. Damn. Right, that's it. I'm going to kill myself. Then you'll be sorry.
No, we won't.
Does anybody want the last chickpea?
I didn't even want the first one.
I feel sorry for you, you zeros.
What?
You never did. What's going to live on after you die? I'll tell you, nothing. That's what.
Can you, like, actually kill yourself with laxative pills?
But I'm going to stay and find out.
I think I'm going up to my room for a bit.
This house will become a shrine. And punks and skins and masters will all gather round and hold their hands in sorrow for their fallen leader. And all the grown-ups will say, but why are the kids crying? And the people say, haven't you heard? Rick is dead. The people's poet is dead. And that one particularly sensitive and articulate teenager will say, other kids, do you understand nothing? How can Rick be dead when we still have his poems? Then another kid will say...
Don't look at me. I'm irrelevant.
Guys, quickly! One of Vivian's socks has escaped.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Human beings the size of amoebas.
Here's your afternoon tea, Dr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Janet.
Dr. Knight, the 9 o'clock muse is here to see you.
Is he? Well, I'd best... conceal this sticky bun by placing it precariously on the edge of this box. Sure.
Prepare yourself, sir. I have a patient outside whose deformities are so grotesque that you will question how the Almighty could suffer such a blasphemy upon his earth.
Calm yourself, Doctor. Not the 9 o'clock news. We are men of science. We fear no worldly terrors.
Pray remember, sir, he is human. He is a man.
An elephant, Doctor.
You unfeeling bastard, sir. Hope that perhaps he might understand.
I am an elephant, you know.
Get back in the sack, Doc.
I'm not going back in there. It stinks.
If you can't keep control of your socks, you shan't be allowed to have any.
I'm being hassled by a killer sock!
Kill! 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 Kill!
Oh, well, that's nice talk coming from a vegetarian.
Socks aren't vegetables, man. They should be wiped out.
Well, I hope you're satisfied, Dr. Neil Goebbels. It's dead now.
It was a mercy killing.
Right, that's it. We're going to the laundrette now.
We can't, Mike.
Why not?
Because I don't open for another 8 hours. It's midnight.
Right, that's it. We're going upstairs to bed very fast. Now!
Hassle me, Rick. I'm really confused. I'm just not feeling myself today.
You could do a really good joke, couldn't you, about feelings?
Shut up, or I'll tell you.
Okay, guys, come on. As the one guy said to the other guy who was getting fed up, I'm getting fed up. I want to wash my smalls, and I don't mean dip my tiddlies in a glass of water. Let's go.
Right, and take that stupid girly bonnet out.
Right, let's go.
That was quick.
Oi!
Come on, guys. The sooner we start, like, the sooner we finish.
Well, they said that about the, something that took a long time to finish, didn't they?
I hate these places. They're so depressing. You know, Michael, I would rather go to a lecture than a laundrette.
Oh, come on, Vivian, don't exaggerate.
Hey, I know a joke about that as well. Listen, pay attention to me. I told you a million times, do not exaggerate. Get on with it, Neil.
No way.
Oh, wow. Technofear is happening again. All the machinery is ganging up on me. Vivian.
Get out of the way, Neil. Me and machinery have a very special understanding. Now then, don't give me any jib, you bastard. Oh, dear. This calls for a very special blend of psychology and extreme violence. Oh, la-di-da. Look what I've found in my laundry bag. All of Felicity Kendall's underwear. That needs a good wash.
Make sure that the door is firmly shut. Oh, we've done that. Right, fill the tray with powder. Powder? What do they mean, powder? Gunpowder? Curry powder? Cocaine? I mean, what's on their minds?
Maybe they mean washing powder, Mike. Oh, look, maybe if we got all the horrid sludgy bits out of the other machines, we could get enough.
Yeah, Neil, you carry on.
Right, if you require conditioner.
Well, do we?
No, no, Mike. That's just for people washing their hair.
Oh, we don't want to go mad. Right, insert 2 50-pence pieces.
Come on, guys. I don't think we should let this experience bring us down. I mean, what's so wrong with dirty clothes anyway?
Yeah. You know what they say? Dirty pants, clean bottom.
Dirty duvet, dirty mind.
Yeah, my knickers are so old, it's only the stubborn understains that are holding them together.
Yeah. Right on. One thing's for sure, when Lenin led the revolution in Russia, no way did he do it with a spotless bot.
Yeah! I love my bottom spotted!
Yeah. Yeah, let's never wash our clothes again.
Yeah.
What do you mean, again?
Yeah. We could be like the dirtiest students in the whole world.
Yeah!
Hey, now there's a challenge!
Oh! Oh, wow! Yeah!
Oh, I just remembered what it was I had to tell you! Oh, no, what's the time?
Oh, beep, here's your chance. Right, I see the big hand there. Right, that's on the 2, right?
Yep.
Now, the little hand is on that one there, just before the 12. Now, what's that one?
11.
Perfectly excellent. So, what's the time?
Half past 5!
got exactly 2 minutes to get to the station.
Oh, cock-a-doodle-doo, Neil.
What are you talking about?
We've been picked, right, to go on University Challenge tonight.
To the station!
Music!
We've missed the train after all now. I'm just not going to be able to answer anything. I just know it.
Oh, come off it, Neo, you little swapping pants. Just look at you. Swapping away for teacher like a total spasmo.
God, you're really just an utter creep, really, aren't you? You've done loads and loads of work for this, haven't you? And I haven't done anything. Nothing at all. Come on, test me.
What?
Come on, test me.
You just said you hadn't done anything.
Stop trying to be clever. Just take the book.
All right, but verbatim regurgitation's against my principles.
I'm asking you to test me on it, not throw up on it. Right, now do it properly and don't skip it.
O-level history notes?
Yeah. Bit of pretty bloody brilliant luck, eh? We're doing exactly the same period as I did for O-level.
Prick is a wonker, signed the rest of the class.
That was a sort of in-joke that we had in my form. Actually, I was incredibly popular and everyone thought I was great.
I agree with the rest of the class, signed teacher.
Get me on the stuff, will you? There.
All right, all right. Don't get uncool and heavy. Crop rotation in the 14th century.
What? Crop rotation in the 14th century was much more widespread.
Considerably more. What? It's considerably more widespread, not much more.
Well?
Well, you said do it properly.
Well, not that much, you stupid bloody hippie.
You said do it properly and don't skip it. How was I to know that wasn't important?
Well, it wasn't important. All right. Now, shall we just get on and stop wasting time like this? Right. Crop rotation in the 14th century was considerably more widespread. After... God, I know this. Don't tell me. After 1172.
No, but I didn't think it was important. You just said not to tell you.
I did not! I bloody well did not!
You did! You said don't tell me just before you said 11:72.
Yeah, but I mean it for a minute.
What, a minute from now or a minute from then?
Look, just shut up and tell me the answer.
Shut up and tell you the answer.
Just tell me the answer!
John.
Thank you.
John. Yeah, John is the answer.
Crop notation in the 14th century was considerably more widespread after John.
Lloyd invented the patent crop rotator.
Oh, I knew it. I bloody knew it.
You didn't. You said 1172. That's not a bit like John.
My God, you bastard, Neil. Just because you've done loads and loads of work for this, just because you're a creepy little swat, you've done about 50 million tons worth of work, just like a girl, and just because I'm so hard and sweet and cool, that I've done absolutely bugger all, and you've done loads of it.
No,
£5 for an empty paper cup.
It had sugar in it.
Who are we playing anyway, Neil?
Footlights College, Oxbridge. It's going to be really heavy and tough.
Well, I've done my revision.
The Daily Mirror Book of Facts. Did you know?
Would you think that's where they get the questions from? The world record for stuffing marshmallows up one single nostril.
604, Toxotal Grade, USA.
The world's stickiest bogey.
That's Toxteth again.
The world's stupidest bottom burp, Vivian Britton.
I said Rick here.
See, I've done my revision. I'm going up now to stuff loads and loads of paper down the toilet.
Oh, well, from wonder who did that.
Do not lean out of the window. I wonder why.
Oh, good heavens, what now?
Somebody must have pulled a communication cord.
Well, it wasn't me, matey. If Venezuela want £50, they can just about blimmin' well go out and become a prostitute. Which they virtually are anyway, come to think of it. Right, commuters?
Oh, we'll never get there on time now.
Relax, Neil. Bambi's a personal friend. I introduced him to Walt Disney.
They'll be telling us they've been held up by Mexican bandits.
This is Zapata Mustache, isn't it, eh? He's Mexican, wasn't he, eh? Funny, isn't it, really, you know, Zapata. He starts out as a peasant revolutionary and ends up as a kind of mustache. Guevara, he was another one, South American revolutionary, ends up as a sort of booty. Garibaldi, Italian revolutionary, ends up as a kind of biscuit. Actually, it's quite interesting, you know, the number of biscuits that are actually named after revolutionaries. You've got your Garibaldi, of course, you've got your Bourbon, and then, of course, you've got your Pete Green Trotsky assortment.
Revolutionary biscuits of Italy, rise up out of your box. You have nothing to lose but your wafers. Yum, 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 yum.
I never really wanted to be a train driver, you know. I mean, they told me when I left school, if I got two CSEs, when I left school, I'd be head of British Steel. That's a load of nonsense, isn't it, eh? I mean, you look at the statistics, right? 83% of top British management have been to a public school in Oxbridge, right? 93% of the BBC have been to a public school in Oxbridge, right? 98% of the KGB have been to a public school in Oxbridge. All you get from a public school, right? One, you get a top job, right? And two, you get an interest in perverse sexual practices. And that's why British management's so inefficient. As soon as they get in the boardroom, they're all shutting each other's dicks in the door.
Go on, give her all the slams, Sir Michael.
Ow, ow, ow!
Come on, Sir Geoffrey, let's play the Panzer Commander in the Milkmaid, eh?
Neb,
like a rotten shame. I went to see the careers officer in Big College yesterday, and he said that all he got left was chairman of British Rail. Well, I wanted to be director general of the BBC.
Yeah, and Rodney gave it to Scapper just because he directed our world tour of Hamlet and wrote our hilarious review, What Ho Dark. Honestly, chairman of a nationalised industry. I'd rather be a cabinet minister.
Well, I'm all right because my daddy bought me the Socialist Workers' Party for my birthday.
At least we're going to smash the rights of Scumbag College and University Challenge.
We've just got time before my balls drop. Oh, God. If you hadn't pulled that communication cord, Vivian, that man would never have thrown us off the train.
Rick, he threw us off the train because you said Aslev was an anagram for total and complete bastard.
Apart from anything else, it isn't even.
Oh, shut up, Neil. If you hadn't been born at all, then we wouldn't even be here. Because there'd only be three of us. And three isn't enough to go on University Challenge, so it's your fault.
Relax, Neil. He's a personal friend. I helped him get the baby shan commercial.
Really? Oh, wow. Do you think they really do make it out of babies?
Oh, bloody hell! It must be 200 miles from Manchester, and I bet we've got to walk the whole blooming way!
What are you talking about, Rick? I'm the greatest hitchhiker in the galaxy.
See, told you so. Evening officer, University Challenge, Scumbag College.
Here, hang on. You were supposed to be here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we had to walk the last 200 miles.
Didn't you get our message? Neil, why didn't you phone our message?
We did get a message, yes. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, no, heavy. The coins keep coming out. Beep, beep, beep. Even the telephone hates me. Beep, beep, beep. I wish there were no machines and everybody led a pastoral existence. Trees and flowers don't deliberately cool you out and go beep in your ear.
Yeah, that's the message. Didn't you get it?
Yeah, that was on the 24th.
You hang on. What's that?
It's my mascot.
A pig?
No.
It is?
It's not, it's a ferret. It's a severely deformed ferret, I'll grant you that. So severely deformed, in fact, that it looks a little bit like a pig.
Looks exactly like a pig.
Yes. Well, it has been remarked upon. In fact, just as John Hurt is known as the elephant man, bacon sandwich is known as the pig ferret.
Bacon sandwich? Funny name for a ferret.
Aha! And that's why I had you fooled, because it's not a ferret, it's a pig.
Well done, Pip. You certainly got him there.
Yeah. Have you had enough, Nazi? Or do you want some more?
Morning, Mr. Gascoigne.
Scumbag College. Yeah, so you finally made it.
Bambi, my main man. So good to see you. Looking good. Oh, well, you lost a lot of fur since we last met. And you're walking on two legs now, I see. But still the same old Bambi.
Shut up, Neil. Shut up. What's the matter?
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, Bambi. I'm just, like, remembering that bit when you got lost in the snow. And Mrs. Abbott found you. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. I like the bit where you shoved a drill in the Virgin Otter's face.
That wasn't in Bambi, Vivian.
It was in the sequel, Neil. Bambi goes crazy eight bonkers with his drill and sex.
Is that true, Bambi? Did you do a Disney nasty?
That's not what I did. I'm not apologising. My life collapsed after Bambi. I was a lovable fool, all right? Unusable for anything else. I did the baby chance stuff, sure, thanks to my kid, but I was finished. When the porn Bambi came along, I thought, well, this is where I get something back. If it hadn't been for the chance to present University Challenge and start a new life, I'd be giving executive relief to woodland creatures to this very day.
Well, you going to let us win?
No, of course not. The posh kids win. They always do.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of University Challenge. This week, the teams represent Footlights College, Oxbridge. Yes, that's the spirit. And Scumbag College.
Oh, aye. Up, Scumbag! Up, Scumbag!
See you, Teddy Bear. Come here.
Yes, well, representing Footlights, we have Lord Monte, Lord Snot, Miss Money Sterling, and Mr. Kendall Mintcake.
Hi.
And representing Scumbag, we have Mike, Prick,
what?
Vivian, and Neil.
Vegetable rights and peas.
So you're starting to turn no good friend. Born in 1311 of Manchurian stock, he came to...
Scumbag Neil.
Can I go to the toilet?
No, I'm sorry, you're barking up the wrong tree there. 5-point penalty to Scumbag, full question to Footlights, no conferring. He came to represent the modal cathartic slipwet of the...
Footlights Monty.
Wasn't it Monk to Wally to Honk?
Yes, we're almost there. Can you give me any more?
Certainly. Will £50 do?
Absolutely. Spot on. Well done, Footlights. 10 points. And 3 bonus questions to you. What was the name of
Make
the...
Make it burn.
Yes, well, that's very well anticipated there. Battle of Bannockburn it is.
Sorry to hassle you or anything, Bambi, but I really do need to go to the toilet really badly, you know.
Yes, well, a second bonus question to Footlights. You lead by 15 points, but it's early days yet.
Oh, no, guys, I'm just going to have to wee on Lord Snot's head.
Who said, Lorks a Lord ear, my bottom's on fire?
Lillian!
Yes, well, I can accept that the exact answer is Joan of Arc. Well done, Footlights. 5 points. And what is the chemical equation?
I've got a Porsche.
Yes, well, that's not exactly what I've got written on the card, but I knew your father, so Footlights see by 25 years.
That is N Tugs.
So, start of 10, fingers on the buzzers. Who is the richest person in the world?
Scumbag Vivian. What?
We're getting completely thrashed. Isn't there some way we can cheat?
Guys, look, it's beginning to seep out, guys, please.
It's very simple, Neil. Use the jug.
No, I'll have to hurry you. Who is the richest person in the world?
Footlights Snot.
It's me, isn't it?
No, I'm afraid not. Your father's multinational collapsed only this morning. So with the score still standing at 25 to nothing, here goes.
I'm completely bloody sick of this. Get off the major ones, Bambi, you big bottom boy.
Relax, we can handle this, Vivian.
Ah, jump!
It's not an automatic.
Okay, Bambi, let's hear another.
So here goes with the start of the 10. What is the record number of marshmallows stuffed up one nostril?
Scumbag Mike.
604, Toxteth O'Grady, USA.
I told you that, Mike, you bloody cheat!
10 points, Scumbag, and your question. Who produced the world's stickiest bogey?
Toxteth O'Grady.
Correct, 5 points.
You bumbag!
The world's stupidest bottom burp?
Rick, Britain!
Correct, 5 points.
Is it not?
And finally, for 5 bonus points to take you into the lead, who's been tampering with my question cards?
It was me!
No, this sticky bun's covered with human beings the size of amoebas. Here, Jumbo, get that in your esophagus. There you go. Anyway, as I was saying,
nothing like this new high fiber diet.
Yes, I tried that. I lost a ton, but I put it straight back on it.
Look, I understand that many men must have asked of you that which you weren't prepared to give. But I pledge you my word of honor as a gentleman that I would never take that which you didn't offer freely, nor enter where I'd been asked to remain outside.
I was thinking, if you were to just dye your hair a wee bit, then you'd look a little bit more like what you are. You know, nice with flat hair. You've got lots. Oh, yes, I quite agree.